NSRAH General Manager Pete Esquiro announced the news at a recent meeting of the Sitka Economic Development Association. He told members that NSRAH was going back to the drawing board at its new $2.5 million hatchery in Sawmill Cove.
After almost five years of working at developing an early coho broodstock, and this was from the Whale Bay area, it became very evident to us that that stock was not going to work in Sitka Sound. And so we have had to abandon development of what we call the Plotnikoff Lake coho stock. And just last week, we got our permits approved to utilize Salmon Lake Creek stock, which is up in Silver Bay.
The Plotnikoff Lake stock was considered desirable for the new hatchery since they are an unusual summer run of coho and could be targeted independently of wild stocks of silvers, which tend to run in late summer and early autumn. But the Plotnikoff Lake fish proved to have unusually high rates of a disease fairly common in coho, king salmon, and some trout species.
We continue to have problems with a disease called bacterial kidney disease, or BKD.
That's NSRAH's operations manager, Lon Garrison. All hatchery fish retained for broodstock are screened for BKD by sending a kidney sample into a pathology lab in Juneau. A 10% infection rate is manageable in a hatchery, over 15%, and the eggs will be discarded. Garrison says that the Plotnikoff stock have been returning numbers all over the map for BKD.
We started out, like the first year, it was about 35%. The next year, it dropped down to like 12%. We thought, great. Those eggs ought to be pretty good. We're kind of on the right track here. Then the next year, it went back up to like 38 or 40%, and the following year was 40%. And finally, in the fifth year that we tried this, we had a BKD incidence of nearly 75%.
That meant NSRAH would have to discard three-quarters of its Plotnikoff eggs. In nature, BKD does not present a major threat to fish populations. In the closed confines of a hatchery, where it can pass from parents to their offspring, Garrison says BKD is a deal-breaker.
In the wild, while they may carry the disease, it may never really express itself in terms of a lot of mortality. And whereas in an environment such as a hatchery, where you know we have to do it in a much more dense environment, it can really cause us a lot of grief. There can be some pretty high mortality rates with that particular disease if you're not careful.
So NSRAH this year will collect broodstock for the Sawmill Cove facility at Salmon Lake, just a few miles up Silver Bay near Sitka. Salmon Lake has a wild run of over 2,000 coho each fall. Garrison says they're hardy and well-adapted to Sitka Sound. The plan is to collect sufficient eggs from the wild stock to rear and release about 50,000 smolt from the Medvigie hatchery at Bear Cove for each of the next 3 years. Another 200,000 smolt will be released each spring at Deep Inlet. To avoid introducing coho into Sawmill Creek, NSRAH plans no releases from the Sawmill Cove hatchery site. Pete Esquiro told the Sitka Economic Development Association that NSRAH had wanted the Salmon Lake stock all along. The two-year delay has been frustrating, but by 2015, Esquiro predicts that the Sawmill Cove site could be producing returns of up to 200,000 coho for trollers on the outer coast and the other common property fisheries.
Personally, my opinion is that it's a setback that probably works in our benefit in the long run.
If the project stays on schedule using Salmon Lake stock, the eggs collected this year will be released as smolts in 2011. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.